heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It's Podzilla After Dark on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Let's jump right into it. My name is Shannon Young. We got Jesse Kimball here tonight.
No, we don't.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
Allie Wolfgang. Jesse Hebear.
What? What is
Kimball
going
Young.
On?
Kimball Young.
Hunter Sandusky here with us tonight. Dalton Gray.
Oh, you're gonna get yelled at for that one.
In Dalton's wildest fantasies.
We got Tanner Craig Miles.
They'd make a cute couple.
Calvin Camp.
Oh no. They
Calvin
would kill
Camp
each other.
Sounds like a terrible Nickelodeon show.
They would literally like I feel like Trevor would snap long before Calvin.
Yeah, Calvin can definitely do the long haul, long con when it comes to like being irritating. But he goes, yes. He goes and goes and goes. All right, so let's just jump right into it. We had a heated discussion before the show. If you want to know what
I don't know about heated.
Heated. I'm hot right now. I'm hot and I'm steaming.
Well, you want to share something?
And I'm
that
ready
heat,
to blow.
I'm freezing.
I'm about to blow here. Okay. $1 gets you the pre-shows. And you can go back and listen to our discussion. We're talking about the show Friends. Jesse Kimball thinks that Chandler is not as attractive as Ross Bigwig. What's his last name? Gelmer?
Geller.
He thinks Chandler's not as attractive as Ross, and I disagree. Then we started ranking everybody by attractiveness. Now, here's how the rankings went originally. Well, let's do the updated one. On the men's side, for Shannon, it's Joey, because Joey will always win. There's no one out there.
That was kind of his entire character.
Pretty much. With the women, there's an argument about which one you think is cuter. But with the men, there's no argument. Joey is number one. And then I say Chandler and then Ross, because Ross always just seemed odd to me. On the women's side, now it's Rachel, Monica, and Phoebe. Jesse, what was your ranking? One more time for the crowd.
It was Monica, Rachel, Phoebe.
And for the men, we have to be fair so we're not accused of sexism.
For the men's side, yeah, it was Joey, Ross, Chandler.
Joey's always number one.
If we're going strictly by physical attraction.
All right, Allie, I'm going to pose the same question to you. Rank them.
Why?
Because we did it. And it's my show, so do it.
Probably Rachel, Monica, Phoebe.
Good.
And then... Not Chandler. Joey.
I was about to say, oh, hot take.
I was about to hit it with wrong.
I don't know.
Once you had Joey, you just didn't care about the other guys?
Yeah. It's like, nope, doesn't matter. They're tied.
They're tied. Lindsay?
Because
mine matched yours.
Really?
Yeah. I would rather talk to Chandler than Joey. Not Joey. Gosh, darn it. Yeah, Ross.
Everybody would rather talk to Chandler than Ross.
Plus, wouldn't Ross cheat on you?
Historically.
You'd have to deal with that
I
monkey.
Get that joke now.
It's 2019.
What, didn't that show air before you were born? I don't want to hear it.
And I saw it first.
She gets so loud when you talk about some things. Other times, it's like goddamn Adolf Squeakers over there.
Adolf
Please
Squeakers.
Please don't call me that.
Barely squeaking around.
You know, so the big news is, for those of you that are wondering why this happened, I have finally started watching Friends in the year of our Lord 2019. I needed a background show for this game I've been playing, and all my other shows that I normally watch in the background a whole lot, I decided to take a break from. So, yeah, I started up Friends since they're removing it from Netflix. Figured now is as good a time
so,
as any.
When he finds out about Big Bang Theory, he's going to lose his shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck that show.
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
They're like the same show.
Well, yeah, that's what I always heard, and I had already watched How I Met Your Mother and enjoyed the hell out of that, so I didn't really care about going back to
it. I remember having an argument with someone in high school. They were like, they're not the same show. I'm like, yes, they are. They're just missing like one cast member.
Yeah, I will say
the
like
same show.
At the time of airing, I loved How I Met Your Mother. Going back, minus the last two seasons. The last two seasons were rough. Going back, there are some things that don't hold up so well, particularly in the Me Too era. Basically, any scene with Barney,
who was played by an active member of the homosexual community.
Yeah,
which is really
honestly to me added to the comedy of it. Yeah, like at the time for sure.
Part of the humor.
But honestly, like, and you know, looking back on it, I mostly really only remember Marshall and Lily because I loved them. They were pure souls.
Chandler and Monica on the show.
I like how you talk about the Me Too movement and How I Met Your Mother. And one of my personal favorites of all time is Married with Children, which would never made it to air in this era.
It absolutely would. I don't understand why people keep saying, like, your ex would never happen now.
You think Married with Children would have lasted a season in the today's climate?
Yeah.
When Marcy yells out, "Take me, Mandingo," at the black guy, you think that would make it to air? And then would continue to make shows for that particular show.
Certain jokes, maybe not. They'd have to be retailored a little bit.
A lot.
That joke, I think, when we have shows like It's Always Sunny, The Mick.
Okay. In that case, I think it's important to note where the show is. If the show's on like FX, it gets away with way more. But if the show's on NBC or like CBS, dead in the water.
And that aired on Fox originally,
which was the Dirt Network back then.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there are definitely shows like if you go by networks, like shows would never air on. Because especially like networks even changed what they air. Like you talked about, Fox used to be where you went to get the brown sleaze. Humor, that kind of stuff.
The brown humor. Holy shit! He finally did it. He finally went there. You mean that blue collar?
Blue. Blue was the color I was looking for.
I want to fix that.
Brown.
For Jesse.
I was actually thinking about fart jokes. sure, I'll be completely honest with you.
You're thinking about the gaseous wiener again.
That's where you got that kind of stuff. Like, and that's not on that channel anymore. Like,
no, it's a very serious channel now for the most part.
Yeah, and I mean, like ABC, TBS, all of them have they air different, straight up like different style content that they used to back in like the 90s.
If you want
to
catch pure garbage, you just have to watch like MTV. Which
Does
is like
that still exists?
Yeah,
there's like very three popular. Of them now. I'm pretty sure.
None of it's music. No. All of it is entirely reality shows.
That's why I asked if it still existed.
I mean, and they do some other TV shows. Like they've sponsored like some superhero TV shows and the things like that adjacent.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. Either way, like I think that show would find a network now to air on.
Probably FX.
I could easily see FX.
FX would be a great fit
I could see it hit MTV. I could see it hit...
What's like In Living Color?
Well, Spike TV is not a thing anymore, is
no.
it? Yeah, I didn't think so.
In Living Color is another episode of the show that...
I forgot about Spike TV.
Well, that's where WWE aired for the longest time. Because it used to be... What the hell did it used to be? TNN? Yeah, it used to be TNN, the Nashville Network.
Yeah.
And then it changed to Spike TV because they tried to rebrand it. And they brought like WWE on there. And I think ECW was on there for a while.
And then they had like The Man Show. And they moved a bunch of shows from G4 onto there.
Yeah, it was a bad channel.
They also, that was the channel where they aired the remake or the redo, I guess, of Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Somehow made it even grosser.
And they also did. There was one show in there I actually kind of liked. It was like Dumbest Ways to Die or something like that. And they would recant stories. They would retell stories of like dumb ways people died. And that was kind of funny. But kind of morbid when you think about it because someone died to make that show. Lots of them. So that inspires tonight's list. I am a little drunk, by the way. I'm gonna be completely honest. Bitch, you don't know what I do. You don't know what I do in my spare time. I'm not drunk. I drink water. I've been calling people bitch a lot lately.
Yeah, you have.
It's for the comedy.
I keep saying bish.
I've been using this word jabroni. I think it's a Dago word. It's awesome.
God damn it.
It's Always Sunny.
I know it's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny. I know the joke. It's still... Yeah, no. Married with Children would never air.
This show would never air. Tonight's topic, you guys are going to love this one. We're going to count down the 30 best and worst 90s sitcoms.
Okay. How are we doing this?
I've got a list.
Okay, cool.
ScreenRant.com. Tonight's list brought to you by ScreenRant.com. They're proud to be partners with Podzilla 1985 on this.
No, they're not.
I'm sure they are.
By the way, tonight's show brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
And eat your chicken.
You godless sodomites. If you want hot meat stuffed between two buns covered in sauce the way God intended.
Thank you, Chaz.
Jesse, if you want a bunch of fruit surrounding your nuts with a belly full of protein.
that bit really was just like, that's probably some of the best stuff that Conan's ever done.
That and Wiki Bear have become my absolute favorite things to watch whenever I'm down. They never cease to be
Wiki Bear.
Wiki Bear is amazing.
It's basically Google Mini or Alexa before any of it. Yeah. It's just a little stuffed bear that gives facts, but then it volunteers extra facts that you don't want to know. Yeah. Very, very funny stuff.
I can see myself enjoying that.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. And unlike Chaz, the intolerant Chick-fil-A chicken, it lasted for like 8 or 9 different skits. Chaz only had 2 before Chick-fil-A probably went, mm-mm.
I mean, we're going to need you to back up off that a little bit.
We ain't laughing. let's get to the motherfucker of the week real quick.
Oh, boy.
Motherfucker of the week this week, as nominated by a couple people. And you're absolutely right. Steve King.
Who?
Oh, this is that the representative that
U.S. Representative Stephen King. I mean, Steve King. No,
no,
not Stephen King. Not horror author. You know, he was the guy that said that were it not for rape and
incest,
this guy,
the human race wouldn't exist today.
Yeah. Did you hear about this, Allie?
Yeah.
He's from Iowa. He's a representative.
Representative from Iowa.
He's a Republican. He's a Republican.
Okay.
I want to find his exact quote, but basically he asked, would there be any population left if it weren't for rape or incest? I can't say I'm not a product of it. So he's trying to find the silver lining behind rape.
Because the gist is that...
abortion's bad.
Yeah, well, so for abortion, like he just tried to push... Or no, he will not accept exclusions in the anti-abortion bill for products of rape and incest. So, like, in Iowa, like, the abortion law there would say that no matter what, abortion illegal or abortion bad.
Here's his exact quote. What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population in the world left if we did that?
Yes, why there would be.
Considering all the wars and all the rape and all the pillage that has taken place, I know I can't certify that I wasn't part of a product of that. I'm trying to, like, I imagine
he's
sounds.
From Iowa.
Oh, I don't know how they sound. I'd like to think that every one of their lives are as precious as any other life. And, like, yes, they are. Their lives are as precious as any other life. However,
pharaohs would have lived longer. Yeah.
And I saw people on KFES 12. One of my favorite places to go for dumb people is the comment section on KFES 12.
Oh, did you see the one they posted about this? It was a recent, like, Saturday or something like that. It was like the warmest the globe has been in history.
I didn't see the comments, though, but I saw they posted it.
Oh, the comments are a treasure trove of stupid.
They are. I absolutely love it.
Especially for this one.
But there was somebody on there that was talking about how, I mean, it's not so unheard of. You know, royal blue bloods, they kept it within their own family. That's why it was pure and all that. I'm like, there was somebody that posted something and she said, I think it was a she. It said, like, shame on the media for trying to spin this in ways, you know, and try to make him look bad. And, like, you don't have to make him look bad. His comments are on record. You can go back.
Yeah, there's literally no context that makes that sound okay.
Why are you trying to find the silver lining to rape?
Seriously.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's real bad. And, like, I get it. You're against abortion, whatever. Like,
good for you.
You can't just justify, like, no, yeah, if that rapist impregnated you, you're going to have and take care of that child.
But we're not going to help you once it's born.
Right, yeah, no social benefits for you. No, of course not. You get a job.
This is the same guy that compared the torture and prison abuse at, Abu Ghraib? Fuck, I can't remember how you pronounce that word.
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was a detention facility for, like, I'm going to look it up real quick.
Because I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's in the war in Iraq. They put prisoners and the detainees. Remember the whole big controversy about the detainees that were, like, still imprisoned.
Oh yeah.
Years later, without trial or anything, and they're like, we need to free these people. It's that place. He said that he compared it to hazing. Is one thing that he did. I got a list here of the other things. He's the same guy that said he didn't want Muslims working in meatpacking plants because he doesn't want people doing his pork that won't eat it, let alone hope that he goes to hell for eating pork chops.
What?
He opposes affirmative action. He opposes affirmative action. He
He's a dirtbag.
He's shitty. He's so shitty that Republicans and Democrats have both condemned him repeatedly, and he got his status taken away last year. God, what was it that he said something last year that got his like committee rights taken away? What was it?
Good.
It's a lot of stuff. He's done a lot of bad things. You look it up yourself. I can't do everything. All right,
it's your job to look it up.
If I start looking at stuff and reading,
we have to talk.
Everyone gets quiet.
That's because I don't know where to go.
Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up for you, homie.
Oh, thank you.
So that you could keep talking, but I'm sorry. I let you down.
No, it's okay. I really want to remember what he did that got, because he did something really. He said something super stupid last year. And, like, it was incredibly dumb, and we talked about him before, and I can't remember what it was. And if I look through it, it's going to take forever, because apparently this guy said a ton of dumb shit.
He has said a whole bunch of real bad shit.
He's just a dumbass.
And, like, it's really hard to go back and see, like, you know, like, other shit he said, especially when you're looking for something specifically. Because he was the guy that, shit. Because I think I know what, I know the situation you're talking about.
You guess. Allie, tell, what's your favorite Friends episode?
Do you know how many episodes there are?
A lot.
Wasn't he the consensual rape guy?
No, that was in Missouri.
No, that was a Missouri representative. Never mind, not the Iowa representative.
Okay, I found it. He was removed from his committee assignments due to, good, New York Times. I just want to read your article. I don't want to log in to read it. How important do you think you are? You son of a bitch.
All right, I'm looking this up for you. Allie, continue with your thing.
I can't say what my favorite episode is because there are so many episodes.
Oh, that's what it was. I saw something and it reminded me. He asked, why did it become so controversial in America? When did terms like white nationalists and white supremacy become...
That was it, yeah.
When did it become so offensive to say words like that?
And Are you kidding me?
And they pulled his shit for it, and rightfully so. Ooh.
Did you see the...
Well, that was 7 minutes of show that our listeners are never going to get back. Thanks a lot, Allie.
I'm sorry.
Can't say what your favorite goddamn show is. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
That's a good color.
And why is your car yellow?
Because it is a complimentary color.
What were you going to say, Jesse?
I said it was a good color.
You got something to say, A-Bear?
Why are you being so mean?
Also, having your car as your favorite color, not always a good plan. My car, like my my previous car was my favorite color, green, for those curious. turns out it was difficult to accessorize because, you know, the colors clash.
I guess.
Trying to help you.
I mean, I don't know why it's a big deal.
I just wanted to hear your lovely voice.
Mm.
You have a lovely singing voice.
I mean, you interrupted me earlier. So
when did I interrupt you? Give specific examples.
You knew he was going to do it. You knew it. Everybody at home playing the home game was like, yep, she walked right into that one.
Kind of a dick, aren't you?
Are you going to start this list?
I have other things to talk about.
Or then are you going to start that?
I have 10. I have a list of 10.
Okay.
10 things that Allie does that pisses me off. Number one.
Go for it.
Talks.
Except for you keep asking me to talk.
Number two. Looks at me.
I don't know.
This isn't a very good list.
Watches RuPaul's Drag Race.
Now it's fantastic.
I can't confirm or deny. I'm sorry. I got no input on this.
Have you not watched RuPaul's Drag Race?
I have not.
Is it called Drag Race?
Yeah.
It's a YouTube show, isn't it?
No, it's an actual...
It's on Netflix?
I'm watching it on Prime because they have the first 5 seasons.
It used to be on...
I'm pretty
sure... Was it
VH1? I don't remember.
I gotta look something else up. We really need an intern to do this.
Seriously.
I haven't watched anything on Amazon
Pikachu
Prime since they took...
not doing his job very well.
Batman the Animated Series off of there.
No, they did.
No, yeah, they did. They took
it off
there.
Yeah, because it's on DC now, isn't it?
And same thing with, they took Avatar The Last Airbender off of there. That was another big bummer.
I guess now it's on Logo.
Don't know what that is.
The fuck is Logo?
Logo is the it's the gay
network.
The LGBTQ network. And it was on VH1.
Okay.
Man, not having cable for a lot of years, you really get out of the loop.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder what show, like I'll see a show that I want to watch and I don't know what channel it's on originally. I just wait for it to go to a streaming service. Right. Like The Terror. It's an AMC show. That. Yeah. Season 2 just came out this week and it's still not up on Hulu.
Mm.
Boom. And even if it is up on Hulu, we have to wait a week in between episodes.
It's Always Sunny, for whatever reason, didn't get... They went full Netflix with It's Always Sunny. That didn't make any sense to me at all. We didn't get the most recent season of It's Always Sunny didn't get added to Hulu until like a month and a half before the new season's supposed to start.
I mean, it could be licensing stuff.
No, they just want to make you wait.
Or that.
Because they own it. Technically, Disney owns the part of Fox that had a majority share in Hulu, and they own FX, which airs It's Always Sunny.
Disney really needs to be taken down a peg. They own the three biggest franchises in movies.
Yeah. We talked about it on a Nerd Up. I think they're up to $7.6 billion in August.
I'm pretty sure if you look at the top 10 movies for the year, almost probably all of them are Disney.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
They're at $7.6 billion this year so far. It is, again, August. And important to note, they still have Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the year.
Yeah. Episode 9 in December. So, yeah.
I think I read somewhere that Lion King beat out Frozen.
Yep. Lion King is now the highest grossing animated film of all time.
Fuck you. I thought it was live action.
Oh my god!
It's photorealistic animation.
You know how irritated that makes me. It's like this live action remake of Lion King was now the highest grossing animated film. Make up your mind, pick one.
Because they were billing it as like a live action remake, but it's
still animated.
It's photorealistic animation because as you have correctly pointed out before, there is not a scrap of that movie that's not animated.
Yeah. All right. Here's the top 10 grossing films 2019 so far. According to PasteMagazine.com, which I assume they go by the numbers. Number 10, John Wick 3.
That's not Disney.
That's not Disney.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. These are the top 10.
I was surprised.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
So
we got one.
I was not correcting you. I was just like, well, look at that.
Glass.
I don't know what that is.
Also not Disney.
Dumbo.
That is.
Which I'm honestly surprised that is on the top 10 list. Yeah, because I didn't think that did great.
Still haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
Pokemon, Detective Pikachu.
Yay!
Obviously not Disney.
Good movie. Aladdin.
There's Disney.
Good, because what a good movie. I can't tell you how badly I want to watch this movie again. I've been watching clips and listening to the soundtrack over and over again.
Randomly at work today, he just sent me, I like Aladdin.
such a big fan of it. And
it's so good.
I hate that apparently people didn't like it.
I liked it.
It had a controversy when it came out. People said it was okay. It wasn't that great.
Well, it had all those brown people in it.
Yeah, every time someone talks about The Lion King and they say like, oh, it's great that it's, you know, it's this diverse cast and, you know, there's more black people in it. Aladdin?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't white. There was only one white person in that movie and it was Alan Tudyk. And he did the voice of a bird. So let's give a little bit of respect, goddammit.
I really like the clip with Alan Tudyk from Moana whenever he was doing the voice of Hey.
Oh, Hey.
Yeah. He's doing the voice.
He's making weird noises.
Yeah, he does that at the end of it. He's just kind of laughing. He's like, I went to Juilliard.
Shazam.
Not Disney.
Nope. Well deserved, though. Good movie.
Enjoyed Shazam.
Best DC movie by far. Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon.
That's not Disney.
This feels weird. I feel like there should be more Disney. I feel like the top
right
three
now,
are definitely going to be Disney.
Because right now, like...
Five or not.
Yeah. So half the list is not Disney. But the entire top five is probably Disney. I think I just stroked out there for a second, guys.
Apparently number 3 is Us.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Number 2 is Captain Marvel, and the number 1 is Avengers.
I didn't realize that Us had grossed that much.
I didn't either. I don't know if I... I
wonder if that's just domestic, but though maybe
that's what I looked up was domestic.
Okay, yeah, I bet you if you look up the international, it's going to be a much different list.
Well, yeah, because internationally, Warcraft did phenomenal.
Warcraft
broke
records. Once that hit China and Korea, that started making a lot of money.
According to numbers.com, the list is actually Secret Life of Pets 2 at number 10.
No.
You know, I liked the first one.
How to Train Your Dragon, John Wick, Us, Aladdin, Spider-Man. Hmm. Oh, yeah, that list was definitely outdated because Toy Story wasn't on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here's a better one. Toy Story. Okay, here you go. On this list, of this list, 7 of the top 10 are Disney. I'm sorry, 6. Aladdin, Spider-Man, Toy Story, Captain Marvel, Lion King, Avengers.
And it was the top 6.
Yep. Yep. So
6 of the top 6 are Disney movies of 2019. Yeah, no, and that, like I said,
Disney is wrecking shit.
Like 7.6 billion like international with Star Wars yet to go.
Yep.
I think they have other movies coming out too, don't they, Disney?
Yeah.
Probably. I have no idea what.
Other movies coming out this year?
Yeah. Frozen 2?
Shit.
Oh, Frozen 2 is this year?
Yep.
Oh shit. Yeah, no, they might hit 10.
All top 10 movies are Disney.
Ooh.
How is that not, like, how is the feds not stepped into this?
I mean, like, there's
a lot of movie production errors things.
Also, Spies in Disguise and Frozen 2 are also coming out this year. Spies in Disguise is the Will Smith movie.
Oh, is that the one where he gets turned into a pigeon?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no one cares.
I mean, really. If Secret Life of Pets 2 made money, this one will.
People love Squalor.
Kids love Squalor.
They love Squalor. Lindsay, this is exciting for you before we get to the other list.
Okay.
Something came out this week in 1991 that is near and dear to your heart, and I think Jesse probably and Allie's probably never heard of it. Do you know what it is?
No.
Jesse?
Huh? No.
It's about a boy and his dog.
Air Bud?
No, Air Bud was late 90s.
Was it?
Yeah.
A boy and his dog?
Also, why would that make anybody happy?
Because I saw people posting a ton of Air Bud stuff on Facebook today.
A boy and his dog literally is not helpful.
Literally no one posted about Air Bud.
They did.
I.
You just didn't see it.
Well, we definitely have different friends.
Those sequels got out of control.
They did. Yeah. They were bad.
Think about it. Boy and his dog.
Uh-huh.
In the 90s.
Uh-huh.
It was on Nickelodeon.
Oh, Doug.
There it is. Doug released this week in 1991.
I was thinking like movie.
That means that was when I was at that cookout and I asked him if I could go inside and watch TV because I wanted to watch the premiere of Doug.
Doug was good shit too. I love me some Doug.
Doug was really good until they screwed it up.
Until Disney got it.
Yeah, I was about to say Disney grabbed a hold of it.
Remember when Disney did terrible things?
Disney still does.
Allie, Doug is an American animated television series created by Jim Jenkins.
She's probably only seen the Disney stuff, though.
The show focuses on the early adolescent life of its title character, Douglas Doug Funny, who experiences common predicaments while attending school in his new hometown of Bluffington.
That show had some phenomenal music.
Yes, it did. The beats.
You hate
oh
me.
Oh, my God. Killer tofu?
You do.
Yes.
Good shit.
You do hate me?
Yes, she hates you. Let's move on.
I just want to make sure. Like, don't leave me hanging. Also, this week, today actually, released in 2003... Al, you might get this one, because this is more in your era. It was a little movie. It was the first Versus film in... that's not really a good way to say that. It took two icons and pit them against each other in a bloody free-for-all.
I think I know it.
One had a big knife, and the other had...
I just don't remember which way the title goes.
One had a big machete.
It's Freddy versus Jason.
Jesse, stop it.
I needed it to end. It was making me uncomfortable.
Did you ever see Freddy versus Jason?
No.
Terrible movie. You were saying it looked like you were going to disagree with me.
No.
It's like, motherfucker.
It's one of those movies that it is a terrible film, but I still have like fond memories of it just because I was a big fan of mostly Freddy. I didn't really care about Jason. So it was cool because it was the last time Robert Englund played the character. So
was it?
Yeah. Because then they did that terrible remake with Jackie Earle Haley.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they CG'd the
wall. Mm. They CG'd the wall.
Like, there was a practical effect for that worked so well.
It's called a sheet or some rubber. It goes both ways, guys.
Latex.
Like,
they just latex.
Used,
that's
yeah,
what
they just used a latex
of.
Wall. And it worked. The CG wall did not.
Why are you just staring at me?
There's a member of Destiny's Child in that movie.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was Kelly Rowland. She played the friend. She got her nose cut off.
Blech.
And in another one of those, looking back, probably wasn't the best line in the movie. Freddy sees her, and he goes, dark meat.
Oh.
It's 2003 for you.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, that's a throwback to a line he had in a previous movie where I think he said, like, fresh meat or sweet meat or something like that when he saw a girl. Dark meat, though, maybe.
Doesn't help it.
Oh, yeah.
Does not help the situation.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that movie since. Like, we actually went to my older brother took me and my little brother to see that in theaters.
Yeah, I think I also saw it in theaters.
The difference is that I am 6 years younger than you.
Oh. Well, that would have been right up your alley, wouldn't it? Because it was 2003, so I would have been 21.
I mean, I would have been 15, yeah.
Yeah, so hell yeah. Violence, blood. I think there was some nudity in it, a little bit.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
And then Jake would have been, you know, 14, 13, 14, something like that. Yeah, no, it was pretty funny. Because my older brother, whenever he would babysit us when we were really little, he would make us watch the Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th movies because he thought it was funny to get us really scared. Which those movies never did it. The Child's Play movies, though, that fucked with us.
Yeah, it's something about that doll. Just yeah. The way he looks, because he's not scary.
Especially like
he's
as
just
an
unsettling.
It's just the way he looks.
As like an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Watching that shit. Like, nah, I'm all right.
The gate always got me. I think we've talked about this before. Claymation. Like claymation
the
stuff.
What?
Always got the gate. You ever
oh,
seen that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
The part where the little demons come out and they're all stop motion. That stop motion always freaks me out. Like stop motion is just creepy.
Like did you ever watch was it the Puppet Master? No.
With the. That
had all the little like stop motion puppets that
yeah,
interacted.
I think it was the Puppet Master.
Was it the Puppet Master?
They actually may have been actual puppets, but they probably still did stop motion.
Yeah, they did stop motion stuff to bring them out.
The one had like a giant drill on his head.
Yeah,
yeah, it was Puppet Master.
Yeah,
I not remember to be confused with the Puppet Masters, which was a really good sci-fi movie from the '90s. No one cares.
Also, not to be confused with the Page Master, starring Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin with animated books.
Also, not to be confused with Home Alone, starring Macaulay Culkin.
I love the Page Master. I haven't thought about
my
that.
My little brother looked like him when he was itty bitty.
No
shit.
Because
he had the haircut, the glasses, the works.
She is not exaggerating. Her little brother yeah. looked exactly like the Page Master.
Our the lady that cut our hair, she's like, oh, we have a little Page Master.
That's pretty fantastic.
Fun fact, I've never seen Page Master.
Really?
No.
It's not a good movie.
I did not care for Macaulay Culkin, so...
You know, that's fair. Like, then again, I also haven't seen it since I was a kid, so it probably does not hold up, but it had Christopher Lloyd.
It did.
Was it all animation, or was it like part and part?
Part and part.
Yeah.
He got sucked into that universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a horror book, an adventure book, and a fairy tale book.
Yep.
Speaking about movies about getting sucked into another world, I watched the Honest trailer. It just came out today for He-Man, mm-hmm. Masters of the Universe, the live action He-Man movie.
Oh, that's right. They were. Yeah, I keep forgetting they're doing one.
No, because they did one.
Yeah.
Have you never seen it?
Yeah.
It came out in the '80s.
Oh, that okay.
With Dolph Lundgren as
yeah.
He-Man?
No, I've definitely seen that one. I thought you were talking about like they did a remake in 2019. I was like, wait, what?
No. This is the Honest trailer for the old one, and it's okay. It's
because they are actually working on a He-Man movie. They cast He-Man,
probably a better one. Wait, is it Terry Crews?
No.
Well, then it's not better.
I desperately wanted it to be, and so did Terry Crews. Holy shit.
Wesley looking like the Page Master.
Yeah,
Lindsay sent us a picture of young her and her little brother.
The young Lindsay also less disturbing than current Lindsay.
I was less insane. That was pre-college.
College would mess you up, man.
I did okay, but I didn't really go to a college, did I, Allie?
It had college in the name.
That all right? Now I can actually feel her anger. So. I might back off of this one. Well, let me explain why I said that. Because I went to a community college.
Shannon is actually the only one at the table without a bachelor's degree.
That's true. But I got a PhD.
In?
Play a hating degree. I was gonna go 4 years until this one showed up, ruined my plans.
You make it sound like she's a child or something. Like you had Lindsay and that ruined your plans.
I opened up my door and it was just, she was on my doorstep with a note that said, you take care of it now. Signed the Page Master.
So her little brother dropped her off full grown. Like, yeah. Your problem now, homie. Take her out to the Midwest.
Travel 700 miles just to drop her off at a random doorstep. No, I was going to go to, SIU and... Lindsay and I moved in together and I told myself I'll put it on the back burner for now and I'll come back to it 30 years later.
It just means you don't have student loans.
That's true. I'm one of the most of the people
I was
about
to say, not only the only one here at the table without a bachelor's degree, you were also the only one at the table that does not have student loan debt.
That's true. And also, when you consider how many people never get a job in their field, which which Jesse lucky enough to have a job in his field, but a lot of college graduates don't, especially when they go for stuff like art and animation. Yeah.
I am the only college graduate I know other than Ben Martin. Shout out to Ben. I don't think he's listening to this, but
he needs to.
He sometimes listens to Thursday shows, I know. Either way, yeah, he's the only person I know that has a college degree and is employed in his field.
To be fair, I went to college for journalism, so
I'm trying.
Aren't I in my field? Allie's trying.
Allie is trying.
Well, you're trying too. I mean, my God, you do art. You sell art.
I just need to make a crap ton of money, open my own studio, and get other people that actually can animate to do it.
Because you didn't want to do animation. You said
I wanted to change partway through because I realized I still like animation, but I suck at it.
That's all right. Animation ain't animation anymore.
I know. It's not. And then they reinstated the illustration program, but my parents are like, no, you don't need to change your major. Just finish what you're doing.
See, I had a similar situation, except it wasn't my parents talking me out of it. It was me. there was this scale that I had in my head of just like how close I was to my degree mm-hmm. versus how much I didn't want my degree anymore.
Yeah.
Well, see, I decided it like beginning of junior year. It would have been fine. I could have still got all the other like requirements that I needed for the major and most of my other stuff. It was still an art major. It would have still counted. I would just have been changing the focus.
That's unfortunate. Because mine would have required me to go to school an extra year, and that was the problem.
I actually did change. I didn't change my major, but I changed because I took a bunch of basic classes at first. You know, just gen ed stuff.
Honestly, smart decision.
I was going to be a teacher, funny enough. And I took my first semester, I took, I don't remember the exact name of the class, but it was about teaching. And I quit that class within the first couple days. I dropped it. And picked up, I think that's when I picked up journalism, and I was like, let's just do this instead. Turns out I hate kids.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, no, originally I was all like, for the longest time, yeah, I'll be a teacher when I grow up, and I'm like, I don't like children.
And then I told my parents, I was like, you know, I'm thinking about being a lawyer, and my dad just laughed, you know, both because I'm incompetent and broke. Like, you gonna go to lawyer school, get a lawyer degree?
I mean, you hear, like, lawyers that aren't legacies usually start out broke.
That shit is expensive. Yeah, and it's not. I feel like it's not going to be a Daredevil type situation where I can fight crime by night.
it's not like that helped Daredevil with expenses.
That's true. Daredevil was stupid. That's why he lost his show.
No, remember he got money by being a lawyer and then, you know,
took the ass beatings.
Except yeah. that he usually took the charity cases rather than the ones actually paid him.
Also, I think it depends. Are you talking about the movie or the TV show? Because the movie, they played him with Fluke. Which is a type of fish. You don't remember that part?
No. What are you talking about?
He's talking about, it's Jon Favreau in the movie.
Yeah.
Played Foggy Nelson.
Yeah.
And he told Matt Murdock.
I forgot Jon Favreau played Foggy.
And Ben Affleck, yeah.
I knew Ben Affleck was Daredevil. I completely forgot that was Jon Favreau.
But he tells him one of the clients made their first payment. And he's like, that's good. That should make you happy. You're like, yeah, he paid in Fluke. You know what that is? I think it was Fluke. You know what that is? It's a fish.
I remember that scene now. Yeah.
Well, you can eat.
You can eat fish. All right, let's get to this list because we're going to run out of time and not be able to do it. Thank God.
See, I was going to actually do a fun segue because Jon Favreau has an arc in Friends.
Jon Favreau also directed The Lion King.
Yeah.
Did he?
The new one. Yeah.
Okay.
He also, didn't he direct Iron Man?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yeah.
All three of them.
So, and he's Happy Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like Jon Favreau.
You know the first movie I ever saw him in?
What was that?
PCU. You ever see PCU?
I don't think so.
It was I'm hoping there's at least one person out there right now going, oh shit, I love that movie. It was about college, and it had David Spade in it, Jon Favreau, Jeremy Piven. Jeremy Piven was in it. And it was just about like college freshmen coming in and the college crazy life. And Jon Favreau was just this big idiot. And yeah, George Funk and the Parliament Funkadelics was in it.
Huh.
Okay. Well, that's all.
He was also in The Chef. That had Scarlett Johansson.
PCU was in the 90s, though. That was way before The Chef.
I was watching a Lion King review and they brought up The Chef. And they're like, I just keep thinking of scenes in this movie, and I'm like, I don't want to be mean, but...
Let's not talk about The Chef. It makes me hungry. Let's talk about, according to ScreenRant.com, these are the 30 worst sitcoms.
Worst?
Of all time?
Actually, what does it say?
Is it a time period?
15 worst sitcoms of the 90s and the 15 best.
Okay,
officially
so
ranked.
We're in the 90s. Okay.
Right. Yes, we're in the 90s.
Let's, so are we doing if we watched it, if we agree if it was good or bad?
I watched
what are we
so
doing?
Few sitcoms
we'll do all that.
In the 90s.
We'll do
I
all
watched
of that.
A lot.
I watched so few.
What I don't get is, where are they going? They said it was the okay, they don't have.
They're not actually in order, are they?
It's 30. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I thought, okay, so the first 15 will be the worst and the second 15
will be
the...
No, it's one of those ones where they do a good one, a bad one, a good one, a bad one.
No, they'll do 10 bad ones, 11 bad ones, and then one good one, and then a bad one, then a good one, then five bad ones.
That's dumb.
It's weird, but we're going to...
Yeah, I was about to say, fuck it, just read through it.
We're going to go through it. All right, we'll start with the worst, and I'm assuming they're in order. Maybe not. Sister, Sister.
Oh, I like Sister,
with
Sister.
Tia and Tamara. I liked that show. Tia and Tamara Mowry.
I didn't like it. I didn't really watch it,
they pretty much
so.
Turned it into... a Disney Halloween movie called
Twitches,
yeah, which I also loved.
Taj Mowry, their little brother, had a cameo in Friends.
And he had his own spinoff show, Smart Guy.
Yes.
We'll get there. Don't worry. I've already seen the list. They were like the they were like the black Olsen twins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of. Older. Just yeah. More entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck the Olsen twins. I never been entertained by them. Mm-hmm. The only Olsen I've ever been entertained by is...
Elizabeth?
That's the one.
Or Caitlin. I mean, it's a different Olsen family.
That's not
but
the same family.
There was
not the same family.
One Mary-Kate and Ashley movie that I remember watching a lot where they went to London.
I liked the To Grandmother's House We Go when
remember.
They were itty-bitty.
Yeah, those movies were very much targeted towards these two.
Well, they were also targeted to guys our age. Accidentally, I'm sure. But, you know, they did have that countdown clock.
They did. I remember that. I remember having, like, a goddamned magazine that I had when I was like 16. It was something I got at the book fair or some bullshit, and it was talking about like they're almost 18. I'm like, why does that? Oh,
well,
yeah.
What does that matter? Best. I'll just say worst or best, depending.
Okay.
Best. Step by Step.
I liked Step by Step.
Oh, I don't think I've ever watched a single episode of that show.
It was on TGIF, and it was basically a modern Brady Bunch.
You remember TGIF? On ABC?
Like every Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. That's what TGIF stands for.
I understand that.
That's and, what it aired on.
Family Matters.
Yeah. I just don't remember TGA, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Wireless caller's trying to call me.
Well, they need to stop.
Worst. Smart Guy.
I like Smart Guy.
I also liked that show.
It was cheesy as all get out, but I enjoyed it.
I mean, you just described 100% of Disney shows.
I
it was
know.
Cheesy as all get out. And that's why I couldn't watch it. Cheesy makes me itchy, unless it's done on purpose as like satire.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't think of a cheesy movie that's legitimately funny. We'll move on. There's one, but I can't remember the name of it. It was a sci-fi movie that came out in like... late 90s, early 2000s, that was based on the old like 50s ones, and it was purposely cheesy, but I found that entertaining because they were making fun of it, you know, as opposed to like actually cheesy films.
I think we all get your point.
Is the skeleton a cadaver or something like that? I don't know. I'm going to look it up. No, I'm not.
What?
I'm going to.
I'm so confused.
The movie.
What?
The movie was called Is the Skeleton a Cadaver?
No. It was called The Lost Skeleton of Cadaver.
I've never heard of it.
Mm-mm. Let's move on. Best, Mad About You.
I did not watch Mad About You.
What's that?
Are you fucking kidding me?
They technically were Seinfeld's neighbors. Like, they lived down the hall because it is technically a spinoff of Seinfeld.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't give a fuck about Seinfeld.
Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt?
Nah.
Hit that crush button because I had a huge crush on Helen Hunt. All right, worst, Saved by the Bell. The New Class.
Okay, no, yeah, no, that's fine. That's trash.
I knew it was coming.
No, that was trash.
I don't remember that show. I remember it existed.
I just remember one of the girls' name was Lindsay, and I'm like, no.
We do not claim her in the clan.
the Lindsay clan.
Best, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That was good shit.
Like Sabrina.
That was real good shit.
It was until you watched The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and you kind of go, well, that show was bad.
I haven't watched the second season yet. I liked the first
season.
I've
heard the
a
second
lot.
Season's not great.
I liked the first season a whole lot.
I liked the first season up towards the end. Towards the end, it gets a little heavy-handed, and I don't know. It wasn't as fun. I thought they would spend more time with her, like learning her powers and stuff like that, but she just kind of went 0 to 60 in the end. But we'll see what happens in the future ones.
See.
The original Sabrina was way funnier.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it was meant to be a comedy.
Very lighthearted. And I just remember the cat.
Yes, Salem.
Salem.
Nick McKay.
And Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes, and mm-hmm. hit that crush button.
Smash that crush button.
Smash that crush button. Between that and when I was younger, so it was still okay, Clarissa Explains It All.
Mm. So, yeah. There's a thing that Netflix put on their Facebook that was Jodie... Jodie Sweden, Melissa, and Tia, or her sister.
One of them.
Or her sister.
One of the twins.
Yes. And they were all talking, because they're moms now, and they were talking about being moms, but I was like, I watched all of them.
And now full circle.
Yes.
They're adults now. Worse, Dharma and Greg. I think that's going to make Bob sad.
I watched Dharma and Greg. I can see where it comes up on worst. I enjoyed it, but it was very hippy-dippy.
I've at least heard of that one.
The only thing I liked about Dharma and Greg is crush button. Uh-huh. Was it Jenna Elfman was, I think her name was?
I think.
Whoever played Dharma, she was just super cute. Just super cute. And then there was a Family Guy skit where they were watching Dharma and Greg. It was one of the early episodes. And it was just Dharma was like up on a table.
A table.
And he's like, Dharma, you get down here. No, silly, you come up here. And the crowd laughs. That was the show.
That literally happened in an episode.
Look how quirky she
was,
is.
It was basically, she was the hippie girl and he's the corporate rich boy.
And it's the original Odd Couple.
Clash.
Best, The Nanny.
I love The Nanny.
My grandma loved The Nanny.
She was a fashion icon.
She's also one of those people that you retroactively hit the crush button, because I didn't have a crush on her back then. But now looking back on it, it's like, oh my gosh, she was adorable. But that laugh.
That voice, ooh. Period. Yeah.
Ooh. Worst, Veronica's Closet.
Never watched.
Nope. Vaguely remember.
I remember the title, but I never watched it.
Yeah, I guess I never really watched this one either. And this is back in the time period that I watched a lot of sitcoms. I watched NBC almost religiously. I remember that one. Best, Family Matters.
Yes,
that's good shit.
Hell, yes and no. It was good when Urkel wasn't on screen.
Oh, you know that's fair.
Because goddamn did I hate Urkel.
Aww.
Oh, what an obnoxious little snot he was.
That was his point.
Yeah, he had his moments when he turned into Stefan Urkel.
Yes.
that was awesome.
That's good shit, too.
But otherwise, I love Carl Winslow.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorite characters. Yeah. Reginald Vell Johnson is just an amazing actor. And I liked, was it Darius McCrary, I think was his name? The son, Eddie.
I liked
him, too. And there were some good episodes.
Yeah.
But boy, that Urkel.
You know, Urkel was
that kid.
Especially because originally it was just supposed to be the extra character, but then
he was so popular.
He got real popular. Yeah.
No, as a kid, like, I really liked Urkel. I thought he was hilarious.
I forgave Jaleel White a little bit when I found out he did the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog in the animated show, but I barely forgave him. I hate Steve Urkel. Wait, what was that? Was this? This is a. It's a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Oh, I know. Wait, yeah, it is, because Harriet was the elevator worker in the newspaper where they worked.
I did not know that.
I learned that when I rewatched Perfect Strangers last year.
Oh, worst. And yes, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes.
The movie wasn't any good.
I didn't like the
Why
TV
would you make
show.
It? Do you remember Harry and the Hendersons? It was Bigfoot.
I have heard about it.
Yeah,
but
it was just
a dumb movie and
was
a worse show.
Not a fan.
Agreed. The movie was passable. It was okay. But like, why would you turn that into a TV show?
It didn't feel like it was popular enough to turn it into a TV show.
No. Best, and I 100%, this is one of my favorite shows of the 90s, Murphy Brown.
Ooh, yeah.
Love Murphy Brown.
Murphy I've heard Brown of it, was never good. Watched
it. It was a journalism. Uh-huh. It was a journalism comedy. It's one of the things that made me want to be a journalist, was Candace Bergen and Murphy Brown.
Yep. I watched that one with my dad.
I think it was Dan Quayle, former Vice President Dan Quayle, or it was Bush, but I think it was Quayle, who said that we need less families like Murphy Brown, less parents like Murphy Brown, and more parents like the Waltons or something like that.
Oh,
which she took as a badge of honor because she was like a single mom, and it was back in the era when like that wasn't popular. That was still something to criticize. Mm-hmm. You know, the nuclear family and all that.
Yeah, if you were breaking that mold, you were godless,
you were bad.
Sodomite.
Yes, that term works so well. Worst, Suddenly Susan.
And wasn't a big fan of it either.
Never watched it. All I know is that Brooke Shields was in it.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeous Brooke Shields. We'll just skip over that. I'll forgive her for it. Best, Full House.
I love Full House.
Yes. I watched Full House all the time.
I still love Full House.
I even liked Fuller House.
I did too.
I did too. If you take the kids out of the shows, it's really good.
Yeah, less children, more Jodie Sweetin. And the Gibbler brother.
In the old show, it was all the kids could be gone and just make it about, and Joey too. Make it about Bob Saget.
Easy.
And Uncle
easy.
Jesse.
And Uncle Jesse.
I liked Uncle Joey.
To an extent.
I don't like him in Fuller House.
No. Mostly because he brought those fucking demon children with him every time.
Oh my God.
Worst. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Aw.
Nobody
knows that. I watched Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I knew it existed. I never watched it.
I wouldn't put it in my favorites, but I remember watching it.
Oh. I didn't even know it existed.
Best, That 70s Show.
Nah. I watched That 70s Show.
Meh.
I never got into it.
I thought it was okay. It was never my favorite, but I didn't dislike it.
I've watched episodes, but I couldn't get into it.
I had a crush on Mila Kunis.
See, I was like Laura Prepon better. Something, just tall redhead.
There is.
Oh, you know, that's fair.
There is a scene where... she tells Donna books are for prisoners,
and then
which is funny because she
Orange
reads
the New Black.
Books in that show all the time.
Also, Mila Kunis or Mila Kunis, I forget. It was literally like 15 or 16 when that show was on.
Yeah, she was.
She was actually a teenager.
Yeah, super young.
And her first kiss was
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. Yep.
I think they're actually dating now, aren't they? Ashton Kutcher.
At one point, they were at least for sure.
Very recently.
Well, isn't he married to Demi Moore?
They divorced.
No, they got divorced. That's why I think, yeah.
Oh.
I don't follow celebrity couples.
I don't either. This is one of those.
I just find
it and yet
out.
It still finds its way into
my
bloodstream.
Yeah, I was like, I just find stuff out.
Worse, Caroline in the City.
Ew, did not like.
Didn't watch, so I can't really comment on that. Best, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
That was a fantastic show.
Oh, I have to show
show
Jesse and Allie the picture of the kid that was totally dressed like 90s Will Smith that was in my store today.
While Lindsay's showing that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Like, it's just he's totally wearing the backwards neon green ball cap, a blue long sleeve shirt, and then he's got like red and white striped shorts with fish all over them.
The show that made Will Smith a household name.
Yeah.
Started Big Willie style, but he wasn't my favorite character on the show. Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil was my favorite character
Carlton.
On the show. Carlton.
They've actually been dating since
Jeffries.
2012.
Yeah,
it's cute. Apparently was he the butler?
Yes.
I like the butler.
I like Jeffries.
And DJ Jazzy Jeff, when he would show up as Will's friend,
yeah.
Just to get thrown
just
out.
Just to be thrown
with the, with
jazz.
The, yeah.
Yep.
That was always very funny.
Thrown out by Uncle Phil.
Every time.
Every time.
Oh, such a good show. And a real powerful show, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of great moments in the
worst,
show.
Worst, I forgot this was a show. Clueless.
Oh my gosh, yes, because I was so excited about it, and then it was trash.
Yeah, because Alicia Silverstone wisely chose not to come back. But
almost everyone else from the movie was in it, but not her.
Donald Faison was in it.
Love Donald Faison.
Because he was in the movie.
The girl that played Amber was in it.
Yeah, Stacey Dash was in it. Yeah. The only ones that didn't come back were Brittany Murphy, and I think Paul Rudd didn't come back.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Like, her crew was there, basically. But
Between, like, the movie and the TV show, I was aware both existed. I never watched either.
Oh, you need to watch the movie. The movie is a classic.
I mean, I do like that cast a whole lot. Alicia Silverstone, Paul Rudd, Donald Faison.
It's
like
the most 90s movie you'll ever watch. Dan Hedaya is in it. Who the fuck cares about Dan Hedaya? Why did I even bring him up? I just wanted to stretch my knowledge of actors. Best, Boy Meets World.
Yes!
Fuck yeah. Love that fucking show.
Still
did
love
you not
that
watch
show.
Boy Meets World?
And I loved Girl Meets World.
Yeah, no, that show
that
was...
ended too soon. Yeah.
I like
show
the spinoff,
was very endearing.
Girls Gone Wild.
That has nothing to do with that.
Also, talking about, you know, smashing some crush buttons, Topanga.
The ultimate crush button, probably. I think most people...
I don't know about ultimate, but definitely.
Most people crushed on Topanga. She was surprisingly popular. You know who her favorite wrestler is?
Who?
Lio Rush. Like, legitimately, they take pictures together. She is obsessed with Lio Rush.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, except he's a big, giant asshole.
So. I thought that was, what's her name from Full House? Shit. Not Jodie Sweetin, the other sister.
Candace Cameron?
Yeah, Candace. Yeah.
She may have a crush on a wrestler, but definitely not this one.
She's a huge indie wrestling fan, apparently.
Are you sure you're thinking? Because that's definitely sounding like Daniel Fischel.
Yes.
And as a wrestling fan, Jesse, I'm going to need you to trust me on this one.
No, I mean, I believe you. I just know that, like,
because they
Candace
had that
Cameron's
wrestling
also...
episode in Fuller House, which was terrible. It was. That show's terrible.
Benno, she's apparently, like, outside of that, a huge indie wrestling fan.
Worst. Don't even know this existed. Lindsay's going to say, Sweet Valley High.
I did not know they made a show. I read the books when I was younger, but...
Oh, well, okay. No one?
I've never really heard of this first.
Let's just move on. Best, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Hello, Raymond.
My parents, like, fucking loved that show.
So did mine.
That's where most of it, I was just listening to them having it playing in the living room.
Yeah, same. Yeah. That was the only way I ever watched Everybody Loves Raymond.
How about you? Same thing?
My parents watched it.
I never willingly put it on myself.
No, this was everyone's parents' favorite show.
Yup.
So it should be Everyone's Mom Loves Raymond?
The only thing I remember about that, there was an episode where, like, she asked, she found something in his house, like gym equipment. She asked, like, is this a sex swing? It's the only part I remember about that show, other than Hello, Raymond. Number 8, worst, Sabrina, the animated series.
Oh, yeah. No, that was not good.
I didn't even know they made that.
It was very much in the style of, like, Brace Face. Hmm. I know you remember that one.
You remember Brace Face.
And it wasn't good.
I remember watching this because I loved Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I remember not enjoying it.
The animated one?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Best, and I watched this one a lot, Frasier.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But I also watched Cheers with my dad, so of course I was going to watch Frasier.
I followed Kelsey Grammer from Cheers.
I've always heard that I would love Frasier if I gave it a chance. Niles. And I just
it's smart comedy.
I just haven't.
It's smart comedy.
And Daphne.
Niles. I watched it for Niles.
I love Niles.
Yeah, fair.
There's one of my favorite jokes from The Simpsons. There's an episode called Brother from Another Series, I think is what it's called. And it's Sideshow Bob, who's played by Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah. And then Sideshow Mel? Because they're both the clowns.
Well, he wanted to be a clown. His brother wanted to be a clown. His brother's played by the actor that played Mouse. And there's a part where Bart jumps on the back of his character and covers his eyes and says, guess who? And he goes, Maris?
Yeah.
Which is a throwback to Frasier. And I fucking laughed my ass off at that.
Makes sense why I never got that joke.
Yeah. Worst, Baby Talk.
What?
Based on the Look Who's Talking movies.
Those movies are fucking terrible.
Oh, starring Scott Baio, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. They all...
Why?
Douchebags all look alike.
Aw.
Fuck a Scott Baio. Yeah, I've never heard of this.
The Look Who's Talking movies were...
It was... Yeah, I like that show. Fuck everything else. It was rated the worst series on television in 1991.
Huh.
Come on.
I didn't realize Look Who's Talking movies were that old.
I like the tag on or the thing that says on the article. If you didn't know the series existed until now, that says it all. Best, Will and Grace.
Yes, I love Will and Grace, but it's all about Jack and Karen.
Yeah,
it's all about Jack and Karen.
The only thing I know about Will and Grace is that two of them are gay, and that there was a joke on C-Lab about it. 2021.
There's lots of jokes about Will and Grace.
Yeah, well, there's just one where they're watching the show and the character on the channel is just going gay, 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 gay. And one of the characters, C-Lab, walks in and goes, that gay guy doing something? Me and Bob quote that all the time.
Yeah, I know my roommate's a huge fan of it, and I guess they recently rebooted it.
They did a final. I never got around to watching it.
My roommate said it was really
good. It's still going.
I know.
Yeah, because they brought back Will and Grace. They also brought back a couple of sitcoms, and I can't remember what the other ones were. Like 90s style sitcoms, because everything old is new again, as you well know.
Yes.
Worst, George, by Big George Foreman.
Oh, okay. No, I remember that show. No, I didn't watch it much at all.
Never watched it. Best.
Seinfeld.
It's a show about nothing. Dang old Hank, man.
Boy, I don't know why. Like, I just... Everything that dude says annoys the fucking shit out of me.
I was the same way. And at some point over the past couple of years, I changed my mind. And now it's still not my favorite show, but
there's moments of it that are entertaining.
I can watch it and not hate it.
Calvin likes Seinfeld.
It's a fun show.
But he likes it for Kramer.
Man. I realize now as we're down to number 2, and number 2 is the worst, and it's not Friends, that I now know what number 1 is going to be. And I'm actively fucking bitter about it.
Are you surprised?
Married with Children's not even on this list. On either side. It could have gone either way.
It really could have.
Yeah. Now, was Married with Children, though, did it air in 90 or 89?
Yeah.
I think it started
in the 90s.
Oh.
Because I'm
I don't know about an original airing.
I remember us singing the theme song on the elementary school bus.
Yeah, I don't know if it like originally, it may have originally aired in the 80s, but I'm pretty positive that it aired into the
90s. It did air into the 90s.
So it did start in 1987.
Yeah. Okay.
So that may have disqualified
it
from the list.
It's not on the list.
Which is fair because I stand by a classic show. Not always great, but classic. Number two, worst, Ferris Bueller.
I forgot it had a TV show.
I also forgot it had a TV show.
The better version of that was Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
I was about to say, I liked that show a lot when it was called Parker Lewis. but the Ferris Bueller show had Jennifer Aniston.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Huh.
And number one, Friends. So, starring Jennifer Aniston.
Again, why are you surprised whenever the CNN 80s documentary, the TV show on was the one about TV. They talked primarily about Friends because literally everyone was talking about Friends.
I know. I just Friends never appealed to me the way
it
appealed to everybody else.
I watched it as it aired weekly, so
I did not. I hated that show when I was growing up.
I had no interest in it. Like it wasn't really like a dislike thing or anything like that.
I liked the theme song,
but it was six yuppie ass white people getting into hijinks together, and nothing about that appealed to me.
The family I grew up in.
That's true. Well, mine was closer to married with children.
It wasn't like something I've ever actively avoided it. It was just, you know, I got really into How I Met Your Mother. I absolutely loved that show.
I've still never watched that one.
I mean, if you liked Friends, you'll probably like How I Met Your Mother.
Well, apparently it's the same show, so I don't need to watch it.
Yeah,
that was my thought process for Friends. Like, I've already watched How I Met Your Mother. Why the fuck do I need to watch this?
I think Friends is better.
I at this point,
so
like,
do a bunch of people.
I also now think that Friends is better, minus Marshall and Lily, because Ted is just significantly worse Ross.
Really, really is.
Barney is just like super like sexist, you know, to like turn that up to 11 for Joey, and you've got Barney.
After watching many Friends episodes,
yes.
Okay. After watching many Friends episodes with Allie, because she liked to put them on, and we watched it and the Parks and Rec a lot. I still don't care for Friends. I don't hate it as much as I used to. I can watch it, but like if I have a choice of watching it or something else, I'll probably watch something else. That's just a personal thing. I mean,
that's fair.
Like, I fully recognize it as a classic show that everybody loved. It wasn't for me.
Yeah, like I said, I hadn't watched it until I started like 2 weeks ago or something like that when Fire Emblem came out. I needed something to throw on in the background. Figure, you know what? Fuck it. Friends is leaving soon, so I'll just throw that on there.
I still don't think I can really go back and watch it.
I think a lot of those shows on that list were from NBC, too. NBC had a stranglehold on sitcoms in the 90s.
They did.
They really did.
I mean, NBC's doing real good right now, too.
I don't know what they have.
I mean, they had Parks and Rec.
That was like 20 years ago, man.
Parks and Rec's been off for a while.
2012 was when it's
seven
finished.
Years ago, Jesse.
Listen, I'm aware.
Seven
I'm aware.
Years
the good
ago.
Place.
For as long as Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have been together.
Yeah.
I think Lindsay needs to watch The Good Place. I keep telling her to, and she still hasn't.
It's
well,
so
I'm good.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's on NBC now.
Is it on NBC now?
Yeah, they picked it up. Fox canceled it.
I remember that. Yeah. Well, Fox has Empire.
Ooh, they sure do.
That's it. I'm pretty sure Fox has no other TV shows. Because
Fox used to have Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
They chose poorly.
Is The Rookie, was that Fox or was that NBC?
I don't even remember what
that was. That was a movie in the 90s.
The Rookie that I'm talking about is starring...
shook my head.
Fuck, what is his name? Guy in Firefly.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion. Yeah, starring Nathan Fillion about a...
older cop that becomes an early guy that becomes a rookie cop.
Yep.
I know everything.
Yeah. The first few episodes are kind of rough, but it starts picking up. It's real good.
And who else was in Firefly? Alan Tudyk.
Yes, he was.
Hey, hey.
And Marina Bacarin.
Huh?
And Marina Bacarin.
And other people.
Jewel State.
Jewel State. That's who I was trying to think of, damn it.
I don't know why, but I figured that was who you were trying to.
One of the bald ones was in it, too.
Yeah.
One of the okay ones.
Adam Baldwin.
I think Adam Baldwin's okay at this point. I don't even know anymore. Yeah, those Baldwins are so weird. They're either like super conservative or super liberal. It's one or the other. We all know Firefly was just a ripoff of what popular anime?
Outlaw Star.
That's absolutely true. And we'll end it with that note. Thank you guys for tuning in to Podzilla After Dark tonight. If you want to know more about Outlaw Star, you can find it on Hulu?
I think it's on. Yeah, it's still on Hulu.
Or you can just watch Firefly. It's better.
No, Outlaw Star.
No, watch Firefly first. It's like 4 episodes, and then they canceled it. So
and a movie.
Yeah,
and then you've got 26 episodes of Outlaw Star.
That's why you watch Firefly first.
So then get it out of the way. You watch Outlaw Star. Yeah, you get the heartache out of the way, and then you're like, well, at least I've got this.
Then you can rebuild, and then go watch Buffy and Angel.
Yes.
Oh, those shows are real hard to watch if you haven't watched them.
I almost restarted Angel the other day.
Like, Asa was talking about it, and I kind of agree with him. Like, I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer back, like, you know, and I can rewatch it now because I have that nostalgia to fall back on, yeah. And I really enjoy it. But that TV show is the epitome of the fucking 90s.
Well, yeah.
The 90s were awesome, turns out.
Oh, I loved the 90s.
Women had more rights. There was no racism.
Well.
It was great. Trans people had, they didn't have to have parades at the time.
What the fuck, Shannon?
I don't know. Trump was just a fucking idiot businessman
with a TV
losing
show.
Money. Wait, did The Apprentice come out then?
No.
That was 2000s, wasn't it?
2000s?
Yeah, I think so. Whatever. I'm just stalling so we can have enough time that Lindsay can just go right back to work.
I mean, that would be fabulous because I have to go back.
Because
anyway.
The show's been done for like 30 minutes at this point.
That can't be true.
It's not true. The Apprentice started in 2004.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Pretty positive that was 2000s.
Yeah. 2000s is not as good.
Because the only thing I ever really heard about Donald Trump in the 90s was, you know, he's generic rich guy.
Mm-hmm. He was in the video for Ghostbusters 2, the music video.
He was in Home Alone 2.
Yeah, he was in Home Alone 2. I remember that.
They based the character of Daniel Clamp from Gremlins 2 on him.
Really?
They also...
Yeah, he even had the Trump Tower or Clamp Tower or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, Back to the Future.
Oh, Biff Tannen?
Biff.
When he got rich.
Future Biff was
based
on Donald Trump.
And that was a real movie, documentary. Filmed in real time. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, of course. And what do you think of that list? Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Do you like Friends, or do you have a brain of your own? Huh?
Damn, dude.
I kid.
Do you have friends?
I kid. Well, yeah, it's 6 of them.
Just stop hating on
you
it.
Know, you
think
know who's
about
in Friends?
Who?
Tom Selleck.
Yes, he was.
Ooh.
Yes, he was.
I'm gonna bump Joey down one. Ross is off the list.
But
at this
he
point.
Wasn't a regular.
It doesn't.
He was a regular for like an entire season.
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah.
He it's was, been a long time.
Monica's boyfriend.
Yeah, Monica was dating him.
Yeah. Why did they break up?
Because she wanted kids and he didn't.
He already had kids.
He's fucking Tom Selleck. What does he need?
No. Yeah. He had a kid. Comes up later. That's Monica's age.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he has a kid. Yeah, he has a kid that's Monica's age because they knew each other because he was friends with Monica's dad, and they're the same age.
Still, Tom Selleck.
Oh yeah, no, still an attractive man.
Yeah, to this day. All right, that's it. We're out of here for real. Thank you guys for tuning in. Back on Monday with Nerd Up. And then, of course, that'll start the whole week over again. We want you guys to head over to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you want to give us some money so we can keep this thing going. Pays for all of our cool stuff, the domain and all that good stuff. And you also get the pre-shows and extra content and stuff like that. So that's always very cool.
Dollar.
More importantly, podzilla1985.com if you want to catch up on the old episodes. And, of course, facebook.com and Twitter. Look us up, podzilla1985, if you want to interact with us. Tell us what your favorite friend was. It was Kelly
Give
Bundy.
Give us your list.
Kelly Bundy.
That's a different show.
Never had a crush on her, surprisingly.
Who played Kelly Bundy?
Christina Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was obsessed with Kelly Bundy back then. And I didn't. Didn't do anything for me. I don't know why. Hmm. Maybe she had that platinum blonde hair. Like that clearly dyed blonde hair.
I thought you always liked that.
I do now. Talking about old Shannon. All right. See you guys next week. Later.